Just because you wrestle alligators for a living doesn't mean you should have the skin of one. Say goodbye to dry and cracked skin with Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash with vitamin B3. Made for 24/7 renewing moisturization with daily use. With scents of vanilla and shea, people will think you've taken up candle making as one of your hobbies. And there is nothing wrong with that. Old Spice Super Hydration Body Wash. Shop Old Spice now.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
We roll into hour number three of Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance. We got your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Hour number three, Bart Scott. Holiday book energy, too. What's that mean?
It's the power hour.
We're going to do it like that?
It's the power hour?
Week.
It's the power hour. It's the power hour. It's the power hour. 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 Hour.
Much better. No, I thought you were going to pop a vessel. 888-SAY-ESPN. 888-729-3776 is the number. Let's go to David in New York. David.
What's up, fellas?
What's happening?
What'd he do?
Oh, I'm going to put it all together. First of all, Bart, you are out of your mind making fun of Keith Sweat like that. Leave his voice alone, okay?
leave
it alone.
Bart. Have you ever sung in a fan?
Leave it alone.
Why me,
but
baby?
The point I wanted to make was with the Yankees and Knicks together. Hahn, uh-huh. I called you once before, and I told you Boston has the Bambino curse, or had. The Knicks have the Ewing curse. I told you that.
Feels like it.
Look at the Knicks. This is years later.
Mm-hmm.
For the Yankee fans, be happy that we are moving forward. I understand that we haven't won the championship yet, but look, we're in a rebuild. We had a decent year during a rebuild. People go ahead and lose. I just think we need to calm down and just understand. Yankee fans, be happy that you're not the Knicks. Because the Knicks can't get anything done, unfortunately. Have a good day, fellas.
Thank you, David. I mean, it's been a struggle, that's for sure. I would rather call it. This is more like the Larry Bird jinx, you know? The curse of the Bambino?
Yeah.
That's because the Red Sox traded away a guy who turned into a superstar.
Yeah.
The Knicks didn't trade away somebody that became a superstar. But what they did was pass on drafting Larry Bird.
Mm.
Because he wasn't going to come out of school right away. It was going to take them a year to convince him to play for them. Now, Red Auerbach, he took that gamble. I'll draft Larry Bird, and I'll spend the whole year trying to get him to sign with us. And he did.
Larry Legend.
And the rest is history.
We got the curse of Darko.
That's a rough one.
What would have been?
Still got a chip, though.
What would have been?
But you didn't get Melo.
We had went to five straight. What if we would have got Melo?
Yeah, that's true.
Melo would be in the Hall of Fame already. Because he would have won three chips.
And he would have retired already?
He would have been greater than LeBrick.
Oof. Really?
With that team, he'd have
with that crew, they would have been.
They would have dominated LeBron early.
They would have been good,
and they would have won maybe three titles. And he would have won, and he would have been going somewhere else on the second trip, trying to figure out how he's going to get his second run of titles.
Let's go to Calvin in Virginia. Calvin,
that looks like we're on the same mission today.
Yeah, the other girl.
Oh,
I saw him.
Calvin, what's up, Calvin?
Oh,
Calvin got a job at Mickey D's.
Calvin's working on something right now.
Calvin.
Oh, I get it.
Oh, this might be interesting.
This might
be
interesting. What's going on with Calvin?
Calvin, yeah, baby. Hey, happy holidays. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. Pimpin'. Calvin! Yeah, Calvin got called out.
He put us on mute real quick.
Yeah, he's like,
like, I'm in the midst of something. I'm not going on that show right now. DJ in Iowa, DJ.
Yeah, man, I just wanted to talk to Bart real quick about it, man. He forgot a couple, like Jodeci. Mm-hmm. If you listen to their cover lately,
mm-hmm.
and
yes,
also,
I've heard it.
Think you're lonely now? I mean, come on, man.
Yo.
They were born
What year
before
you think
1980?
They was born?
Yeah, they were born before 1980.
JoJo like 50.
That lately
Almost.
Cover, one of the best.
KC and JoJo about 50.
In there. Mm-hmm.
They like
you
70
put
babies.
In there.
Huh? Yeah, no, but these
in Vogue in there,
bro.
In Vogue,
you making my point
again,
for me? They're all 50.
You don't realize
they're
how old
older
they are.
Than me. They old as hell.
Yeah,
Dr. Dre is 54. Just so you know, Dr. Dre and Jay-Z is in their 50s, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
They on our side.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, DJ. He had to realize it for a minute.
Like, these dudes are all grandparents. Snoop just got a grandbaby. Snoop with granddad.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Trey's in Florida, Trey.
Yeah, absolutely. Just want to say how great the show is. I love y'all. Being more old school, I'm 38. It's hard to say. I still remember, Whitney is the best. Whitney Houston, the best singer I've ever heard. So, love y'all's thoughts. So I'll hang up. Y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Trey.
You just put on the Bodyguard soundtrack, and you be like, man, it'll make you cry. Somebody sing and make you cry?
Yeah.
Like, make you cry, like, shed a tear.
She says, she will say, if I... Those two words, and you're done. Done.
Shit.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, man. Right, let's make Bart happy and talk some Ravens with Anthony in Jersey. Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up, Ant?
Hey, Bart, I've been wanting to call you for a few weeks now. I need for you to make me feel a little better about the situation.
Yeah.
Over the past few weeks, I've kind of lost some confidence in this team. I just don't know what it is. I don't know if it's Lamar not having a number one guy. I mean, obviously he's hurt. That doesn't help anything. But just the offense hasn't looked right. Do you think it's like an offensive coordinator thing? Do you think it's not having a wide receiver, a true number one wide receiver? Do you what do you think it is? Because
I think
should be undefeated this year, and they just seem like they don't have that magic that they've had the past couple years.
Yeah, I think a big part of that kind of goes with the inconsistency and the unavailability of Ronnie Staley, because that secures the left side. Zeitler's going to be one of the biggest vote getters, for the Pro Bowl as well. And also, teams decide to double Mark Andrews, and it puts a lot of pressure on Duvernay and Robinson, who, couldn't stay on the roster with the Kansas City Chiefs. So I wish one day that Lamar Jackson can get his A.J. Brown, his Stephon Diggs, his Cooper Kupp, his Jamar Chase, his Amari Cooper, everybody within the division, this Pickens guy looks good, man. Like and he's the second or third receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
So the beauty of it is and the belief is that this defense will start rolling into shape. I think, when you talk about Robert Quinn, he's unleashed Patrick Queen not to have to think, not to have to make the strength calls, not to make the adjustments, not to make the checks. And it's freed him, because that's a heavy burden to carry when you can't really just go out and be wild and crazy, because you can't get up and celebrate because you have to look to the sideline to get the call. Ray did that for me. I think Raekwon Smith does that for Patrick Queen. But they're going to have to get some consistency. The good thing is they have Trevor Huntley, but also they don't have a tough schedule like they had last year when they lost last minute to Green Bay, last minute to the Steelers, last minute to the Green Bay Packers.
There's going to be a lot of pressure, though, obviously, on Huntley. It's the main thing. Thank you, Anthony. I just don't know, when the Bengals playing the way they're playing and the Ravens losing Lamar and seeing him limping off the field, like when they brought him into the locker room, you see that limp, you're worried about. Even if it's a couple of weeks.
It's 3 weeks, though. I think they can hold on for 3 weeks. Also, you got to think that the Bengals have a tough schedule.
Yeah, they do. No, you're right.
So they got to go, and they have to face the Ravens. So the Ravens be able to handle their business. But also, they got to play the Buffalo Bills, who are trying to be the number one seed because they understand how important it is to go through Orchard Park.
Yeah. So we were just talking about how the Bills without Von Miller are going to be a lot different. But the Bengals are feeling. Look, this game against the Browns, too.
Yeah, but that can go either way.
The game against the Browns is not an easy one either. Right. I know, Deshaun hasn't looked. He didn't look himself in the first week. He's got to get more rhythm. But it's those divisional games, as you played in it.
They can go either way.
Those are tough. Hey, guess who's back? Calvin in Virginia. So do we have him back now, Calvin?
Hey, can y'all hear me?
We got
What's
you.
What's up, Cal? What was going
what'd
on,
What you have going on there, man?
Hey, look, first off, let me admit, I didn't get the number. She hit me with the she got a boyfriend.
Oh, man.
But, hey, look, it's all good, bro.
What your friend got to do with me? I got a man. I'm not trying to hit that, see?
I got plenty. I'll be having plenty of opportunities, man. It's all good. You know what I'm
saying?
You
know what? I don't know.
All right, well.
Good thing women outnumber us 2-1.
What do you got for us?
All right, so first thing I want to say is that I think that Washington, and I'm a Washington fan, has a better chance to make the playoffs because we have a more explosive offensive combination with Terry McLaurin and Heinicke as opposed to the Giants kind of being single, more single with Saquon Barkley.
Yeah,
one-dimensional. And then I'm gonna take that one off the air. But Bart, and I love you guys. Hate to see y'all go. I think it's actually a ploy to get people to download the app because I downloaded it because y'all are leaving me. You are tripping, Bart, if you are not including Alicia Keys and current modern-day singers. You are tripping.
Alicia Keys is more of a musician. She's not a great singer, right? She can't out-sing Whitney. She can't out-sing Mariah. She can't out-sing Patti. She can't out-sing Chaka Khan. She can't out-sing...
Can we make a pass? She was born in 81. You said before 80.
Yeah.
I mean, she's right on the cusp of that.
She's 41.
Generational.
She's 41 years old.
Yeah. I tell you what.
We ain't talking about Maya.
I mean, I would include Alicia Keys in this conversation. Thank you, Calvin.
Alicia Keys is like John Legend. John Legend is a okay singer, but it's more of a total package because the piano comes with him. He's not a great singer.
But instrument-wise,
yeah.
But he's a hell of an entertainer.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about singer. Singing
John
and
Legend
singing.
Is like what Sinatra was.
Yeah.
It was a whole package of it that you just were like, watch that guy perform.
He ain't out singing.
Because the
songs and
the way he sings them.
He ain't out singing El DeBarge. He ain't out singing Gerald LaVert, Eddie LaVert. He ain't out singing damn near Tyrese.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't out singing Tank, Avant.
The list goes on. Spartan
Dave Hollister, Joe, R. Kelly. We can't even say R. Kelly. R. Kelly, greatest, got the greatest catalog in the history of the world.
Out.
Okay, we can't.
Eliminated.
So can I ask our listeners?
Eliminated.
Canceled.
Can I ask our listeners?
What?
If we're canceling R. Kelly.
You have to.
Say goodbye to Michael Jackson. Yeah, I said it.
Oh, no. We didn't just do this, did we?
Next, let's just bark up another.
You can't
tree.
Do that.
I said it was a whole documentary.
I don't want to
whole documentary about
I don't
Greg
want to go
so
there.
We go cancel R. Kelly.
Tell you what,
Michael Jackson goodbye.
Let's do this.
And we can't eat no more jelly pudding. We can't have no Jell-O pudding because Bill Cosby.
Audio files, Bart.
No more pudding.
ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance.
Yeah, I said it. That's what
it's
we say in the barbershop.
10th Keys to Progress giveaway for veterans. This year, their goal is to gift a vehicle to a recipient, small business, or one. Nonprofit in every state. See more about their annual giveaway to Keys to Progress.
Woody Allen, you going to?
.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm putting cases on all you.
Oh, Lord. I'm putting cases on all you.
That's where you're at today. That's Bart Scott's energy today. How about Kevin Durant's energy? So the Nets, for those around the country, need to understand that Brooklyn Nets play on the YES Network.
Mm.
That's the network that the Yankees own. It's the Yankees Network. The great Michael Kay, he's the voice of the YES Network. He's the voice of the Yankees. So they share the same network. So when the Nets finished last night in the post game after the Aaron Judge news, Kevin Durant was asked, you know, a very simple question from a reporter, not basketball related, just a reaction for Aaron Judge. And his answer was interesting.
Katie, non-basketball related question. We got the Yankee show coming up next on YES. What's your reaction to Aaron Judge's contract and him getting that?
I'm a Nationals fan. I really don't care about Aaron Judge at all.
That's exactly how I would answer it. I'm a Lions fan, son. I'm a Tigers fan, son.
I mean, play along, man.
I hear you.
First of all, I think he's...
He's trolling.
I think he was sort of like, yeah, I'm not giving you what you're looking for.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, I think
he's always talked about being a Nationals fan. He's from D.C.
And the Nationals are not like when he was a little kid.
Hold up. They did win a championship a couple years ago. Hey, wasn't he there? Didn't he pull up?
So, anyways, after this was posted, of course, and went all over social media, he did tweet, "Damn, this came out colder than I intended. It's all jokes. Welcome back to the city, 99.
Yeah.
So, that's what people do. See, I always put up this fight about Kevin Durant. Yes. People always talk about him. Oh, he's too sensitive. Oh, he goes to social media. He fights people. Oh, he likes messing with people.
Yes.
You can't take everything he says seriously because he just likes to get you all bristled and rattled. I did not think. When I saw that clip, I was like, here goes KD again. Like, he just, you knew. Like, he says it straight face. His delivery is on point because he does not, like, he doesn't crack a grin, nothing.
Yeah.
And so most people want to believe it. But you're like, no, he doesn't mean that. Because he respects athletes. All right. Coming up next, let's see, on Audio Files, where do we go next from here? That's true. So we have this interesting matchup between the Niners and the Bucks, where you have Mr. Irrelevant, Brock Purdy, and Tom Brady. Brock Purdy was how old when Tom Brady was made his debut? Was he like 6 months old? Anyways, Purdy discussed the age gap.
I think it's cool. I think it's really cool. Dude's been playing football longer than I've been alive. So, to have a first start against, you know, the GOAT, it's going to be pretty cool. But just any other game, man. Just got to be efficient, do my thing, and play football. So,
what do you think, Bart? It's an interesting gap there, don't you think?
Yeah, I totally blanked out.
Well. You focus on so many other things. Brock basically thinking that it's cool that his first start in the NFL is against a guy who's been playing football before daddy. He was alive, right? But it's still pretty cool that it's the greatest of all time.
Well, I'll tell you what, Brock Purdy coming from Iowa State, you know, I talked to some of his teammates yesterday, and they just say he's a guy that when he comes back on the campus, you know, he does come back and revisit that campus. He shows a lot of love. So a lot of people are rooting for him. You know, Iowa State, you know, he's not too small for the moment.
Let's hear this this call here. So did you see the end of it's the Jazz and the Warriors?
I did. First of all, I thought
the Warriors were up 4 with 13 seconds to go. Game over, right?
Kuminga thugging out.
Game over, right? Up 4, 13 seconds, game over. Not necessarily. Things went sideways. They hit a 3, then they get a steal.
Yep.
This happens, and you got to hear the call.
Jerome gets the ball. Bounce pass into Poole. It's knocked away. It's stolen. Jazz have it. Beasley, the Fontecchio. Jam in the lead. 124-123. Jerome, baseball outlet. Tip, loose. Jazz lead. Holy shit. What just happened?
The call on 97.5, the zone.
That sounded like soccer or hockey.
That sounded like Hamill Jackson on the ball, right? Or maybe Bird to DJ.
Stop, dog. Chill out. See, there you go, picking scabs, son. That.
You didn't like that, did you?
Not one of Zeke's finest moments.
But the call, like, it's just the hysterics. By the way, him saying what just happened is literally what Steve Kerr said after the game.
Yeah, like, what?
What just happened? A win turning into an L, like,
you know, instantly. It's funny to watch Kuminga and Clark go at it. Because, like, at first, you know, Clark was...
Jordan Clark?
Yeah, Jordan Clark. He was apologetic. Then he was like, hold on, you trying to be tough? And it's like, you know, you see Kuminga, you know he's a talent. He's so athletic.
Yeah.
But you forget how young he is.
Yeah, he's a
kid.
So
to see him start to come...
Yeah.
You know, see him starting to come to
Clarkson State.
Wild
scrapping
stuff
up
there. Yeah, absolute wild stuff there. By the way, somebody that knows great finishes, of course, and has seen a lot through his NBA career is Jalen Brunson of the Knicks, and he joins us right now. Jalen, I don't know if you happen to be able to hear the call, but you might have seen what happened last night between the Jazz and the Warriors. The Warriors up 4 with 13 seconds to go. They end up losing on like two miraculous plays at the end. Did you happen to catch that?
Yeah, I did see. I saw a little bit, and I mean, you just never know what can happen in this league. I mean, game's not over until it's over.
Tell you what, man, what I did see, I saw you getting up in Trigger's chest yesterday, man. How do you feel like you match up with him? You know, with your strength and size.
Trae Young,
yeah, Trigger.
Well, yeah,
yeah. The Elder Bar Jr.
I think he's a special player. He's always been a special player, and he just has a knack for getting to where he wants to go on the court and making plays for himself and others. So it's definitely a tough task. I got great teammates who are able to help me and make life a lot easier for me. So, I mean, he's great. You got to give him a lot of credit. And I'm just happy we just found a way to win yesterday.
What did you think of the, I don't know if you saw these either. You guys had to have seen them. The King of Broadway sneakers he decided to wear at the Garden.
Disrespect.
As you know, people come into that place. They love putting on a show on the big stage. And he's a guy that's become notorious, you know, to Knicks fans since that playoff series 2 years ago. But when you see that now as a Knick player, you know, as a visitor, you know, you've probably seen a lot of things. But as a player wearing the Knick jersey, do you look at it differently when players come in with that kind of swag?
Not really. I think it's all a part of the game and all that stuff. It's kind of like celebrating, you know, like if you don't want someone celebrating, don't let them score, you know, like if you don't want someone being like that, I mean, you gotta play better. You can't let them win. So it's just, it can go either way. I mean, you gotta protect home court.
Let's talk about that. You were talking about the defense and the help that obviously you got and, against Trae Young. It was undermanned Hawks team, but still, you got to beat who's in front of you and you got to keep him under control, which you guys did. He's averaging 28 a game. He had only had, I believe, 19 in this game. The rotation now the last two games has been only 9 players. A little more focus on defense as well, adding Deuce into this rotation. You know he gets after it. I'm sure you deal with that every day in practice. What has changed with this group and with this 9-man rotation? Why was it necessary to get to this?
Tibbs is going to put us in a position to be successful, and that's his job, and he's going to do what he believes is best. We have a lot of players on his team who are capable of doing a lot. So, I mean, it's a tough task for him, and it's just a position that like nobody really wants to be in, but I mean, you got to make tough decisions. So, but we have guys who are always going to be ready and, no matter what the situation is or whenever the number's called. So, it's Knicks mentality, and you just never know what's going to happen. So, I mean, we're focused right now. We want to just do whatever we can to win.
You know, every team has its own identity about who they are, who they aspire to be, and who they want to be. Who are you guys now, and what do you guys aspire to be as you guys are coming together, got a new nucleus, and that takes time for chemistry, nonverbal communication, and all that stuff to happen. You know, so what's the identity? What do you want it to be? And, you know, how are you guys meshing together as a group?
I think our chemistry is growing, and it's definitely it's a tough task coming to a new team. And so, but these guys are welcoming with open arms, and I'm just trying to fit in. I'm trying to be a great teammate. I'm also trying to be a leader, but at the same time, I just want to fit in with these guys.
I know you face these questions, and I know you obviously see all the things that are said at this point. You know, there's a lot of fans who look at Tibbs and feel like maybe there should be a change. You know, there's always going to be pressure on a franchise. You didn't make the playoffs last year as a team. And then this year, under 500, you know, to start the season. Tell us what he is as a coach. Now, it's your first year playing for him, but obviously you have known him a really long time. What is he like as a coach behind the scenes, and what is different that maybe fans don't realize that he brings?
Tibbs is a basketball mastermind. Now he knows a lot about the game of basketball. He's been around for a long time, and he understands a lot, and he's very knowledgeable. So I think it's tough. You know, he's put in a position where it's a lot of expectations are high, and especially after the year they went to the playoffs and then not making it last year, so. And just the way we started this year, we can be so much better. And but Tiz is going to put us in a position where he thinks we can succeed, and it's just on us to actually be able to go out there and do it. And I think we have the personnel. I think we have the ability to do it. It's just, you know, we're still grinding and we're still working. And once we hit our stride, I think we can become a playoff team.
You know, yesterday I was watching telecast, and they were talking about Julius Randle and his off season about really, you know, working with his trainer when he found out that they signed you, being able to come off pin downs and come off around on screens and being able to catch and shoot. What does that say about him as a teammate, and also, you know, prepping before he even got opportunity to meet you and you guys have your first training camp to make sure that he can adjust his game to be able to accept you and allow you to thrive in the roles?
Yeah, it speaks volumes. But I think Julius has done a great job of welcoming me with open arms, and that's it's been great. And I think the chemistry that we're creating is getting better and better. And he's going to continue to work. And he's been a very hard worker his entire life. And so, I mean, he may say that he, you know, was working on his game as soon as I signed, but he was working before that. And that's just who he is.
You guys are all, that's the one thing that Tibbs loves about this group is like so many gym rats on this team, guys that are just willing to get in the gym and work. It's Jalen Brunson of the Knicks joining us right now, participating in the American Express NBA 2K23 lab. He and RJ Barrett, who we talked to earlier this week, will be there Saturday. It's a lab that features gaming areas with experienced 2K coaches so participants can directly build new skills into their game. Now, Jalen, RJ's already...
Who's better?
Yeah, I was going to say, RJ was already talking about his skills. How about yours?
I don't know. But at the same time, I'm not really too confident in RJ. He's just... yeah, when it comes to 2K, I don't know. When it comes to anything outside of basketball, he ducks all the smoke. So I'm not really too worried about it.
Now it looks like he has a poker face. Now, are you a talker when you're playing? Are you letting guys know like what's going on, like what you're doing to them? Exactly when you do them, get in their head and their psyche.
I only talk when I'm talked to. I keep quiet until you bark up the wrong tree. You know.
I like that. That's the dog in him. Yeah, that's how he was brought up. Remember, he was brought up around the 90s Knicks part. You wouldn't know about that.
Oh, you mean a team that tried to imitate the Bad Boys. Got it.
The Pistons? Yeah. No, they just took the Pistons thing and made it better. Oh, that's what they did.
Words hurt, man. Stop it.
Jalen, we appreciate the time. All the best to you.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
All right. Jalen Brunson of the Knicks. And again, the event they have in the city is in, Soho Loft, right, in Broadway in New York this weekend. And it's he and RJ Barrett part of it. Trae Young, believe it or not. So you've got some NBA stuff.
I wonder if you talk
NBA
as much
2K
stuff on the sticks as you
23.
Do when he's playing in person.
That's certainly something that I would like. That's what you'd love to see: NBA players playing 2K and then trash talking each other. But I guess you get that because they just record themselves doing it anyway. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Back to the calls we go. It is Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Spring is here, and you can now get almost anything you need for your sunny days delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? Well, you can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get a chicken parmesan delivered. A cabana? That's a no. But a banana? That's a yes. A nice tan? Sorry. Nope. But a box fan? Happily yes. A day of sunshine? No. A box of fine wines? Yes. Uber Eats can definitely get you that. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. Product availability may vary by region. See app for details.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to bite into Nerds gummy clusters? They're fruity. They're tangy. They're gummy. And they're crunchy. Nerds gummy clusters, a union of fruity sweet gummy and tangy crunchy Nerds. Unleash your senses. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
Bart and Han.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't even a ballad. It's just that dance. Yeah, when it ends with somebody.
Pre-Bobby Whitney.
With somebody who loves Bobby.
It's Bart and Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance.
Say when it ends, don't you want to dance?
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Mike is in New York. What's happening, Mike? Oh, man.
Hello?
Mike, you good?
What up, Mike?
I'm here. You hear me?
We got you.
We got
yes.
you, player. What's up?
Hey, man. I've been trying and got disconnected a few times. But anyway, yeah, I think Tibbs is totally the wrong coach for the Knicks at the moment. I think he's a great coach, first of all. Let me put that right out there. I just think for the direction the team is trying to go, he's just the wrong coach at this time. They're young. The young boys have to play in order to develop.
But they
Cam
are playing.
Reddish is a beast.
But wait, Mike. Mike, the young guys
he's
do.
Consistent.
The young no, but Mike, the young guys do play. What young guys not playing? Cam Reddish was averaging 20 minutes a game over a stretch. He was playing well. Then he got a groin injury. He came back and he just wasn't the same. And eventually they just stopped playing him. But he you can't play everybody. So somebody has to sit, right? But all the young guys are playing. I that's what I'm trying to figure out. Like Evan Fournier is making all this money. He's sitting, the oldest guy on the team, not playing. He's sitting. Like I get what you're saying, Mike, but this is not about he's not playing young guys. He is playing young guys, but the guys have to perform. And Reddish has kind of been hot and cold. And I've been all over this. I've said he should play. I want to see what he's got. All right, we saw him play. And you saw flashes of good. And then you're like, all right, today he's not here. Or this second half, he wasn't there. And that, you know, that. So there's now a young guy on the bench going, when am I going to get my shot? That's Deuce McBride. All right, you get your shot now. Quinn Grimes had to get through an injury. He's available. He's healthy. When am I getting my shot? All right, you got your shot. You're in the starting lineup. He's not giving that back. So it's the problem is you can't play everyone. That's the problem. But, I mean, they're literally sitting the oldest guy on the team who makes a ton of money. Sat him. Like, you know, Derrick Rose sat, not playing.
Yeah, sitting in the
so that other young guys can play. There's a lot of arguments you can make, you know, when it comes to Tibbs and all that stuff. But you can't make that young guy's argument anymore. At least I don't think so. Yeah, and no. I watch every single game.
Hey, contractually obligated.
Yeah, it's true. I have to.
Like me and Jet pre-impulse. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, did you see that part?
There are times I don't want to happen times, but...
Yeah, no choice.
Yeah, but seriously, like, you see it happening. So that's
we'll see what happens in the trade room. It's like Reddish's name came up as
it's going
with
to.
The Lakers.
It has to, right?
Because he's talented and people think they can get more out of him and, you know, get more of an opportunity. We thought coming here from Atlanta, he was going to get more of an opportunity, but we don't know if everybody was on board with bringing him over.
Yeah, I don't think everybody was on board with bringing him in. And so, therefore, when he showed up, it was this immediate, oh, he needs to play. And it's like, well, wait a minute. I got guys playing. Who am I going to bench for this guy that we really didn't? They didn't need a wing last year. But they went and got him. And then, you know, you have to wait your turn. Well, his turn came. There was an injury. He played, and he started to show you something. This year, same thing. Injuries happened. He had an opportunity to play, and he started to play well. And that was good to see. But then he got hurt. That didn't help. But the inconsistency, I think, is what the concern is. And defensively, there are times he plays well, and defensively, there are times where he's out to lunch.
Yeah.
And when you're a defensive coach, you're not putting up with that.
You're not putting up with that at
all. And once there's another guy that's ready to play defense the way you need him to play, that guy's going to play.
Yeah, you want to get more minutes, play defense.
That's the reality of it all. All right, we continue with your calls. We got more of them to get to. We'll finish up with those. It's Barton Hunt, ESPN Radio.
Sergeant and Mr. Smith, you're going to love this house.
Bunk beds in a closet?
There's no field manual for finding the right home. But when you do, USAA Homeowners Insurance can help protect it the right way. Restrictions apply.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know. Refill? Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
Bart and Han.
Oh, come on now. It's unfair. Unfair. A little Thunder and Thursday.
Oh. Yeah, Mama said this for Mom. Mama, this for you. Mama said, don't forget about the Islet brothers. We didn't win Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Dun, dun, dun.
What's my stand in the groove? Frankie Beverly Mays.
Now everybody hears this, right? The sample.
They think of Biggie,
and they think
they
it's
think
Biggie.
About Biggie.
Yeah,
yeah. Love it but when you call me Biggie. Biggie. Yeah, this is the Izzy brother, baby. In between the shizzies, this grown. You know what my parents used to say back
grown folks stuff.
The grown folk music, youngster. Like baby boy. Ah, youngster. Stay it off of you out of respect for that woman. If he was in prison, I make you fix it.
That music your parents would
have listened to. Yeah, I was on a brother, but it's always
been a while
strike.
Since I had relations.
Told you, young brother, don't F with me. Jody.
It's Bart Hahn. Most of the country going, thank God this show is going away. Thank God. I don't understand a damn thing they're talking about. Like, you got that going on somewhere in this country, right?
What the
hell are they talking about now?
Big up, Fort Myers, straight up.
We love
what
it.
What up?
Who is this Joe to see y'all talk about?
It's V-Week at ESPN. We partner with the V Foundation to highlight the urgent need for cancer research. This is game-changing research that helps save lives. You can join the fight against cancer by visiting v.org/donate. 100% of your donation goes directly to cancer research. Bart, I've been donating. I'm going to donate again today, mainly because I just got word from a friend of mine who's been going through a battle with cancer. He had thought he'd won the battle, he rang the bell, and just got some news today that he's going to have to keep fighting.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's why
it's the research that allows us to keep fighting.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about you, Chris, if you're listening. But, you know, he's a fighter, and beat it once, keep beating it, right? That's the way it is. So we got week 14, Bart, tonight. It begins. And it's one of those, is it a Met game or is it a, yeah, no, let's watch this. Raiders, Rams, Baker could play.
Man.
He could play. They just got him off waivers. He could play. But if you're
no Cooper Kupp,
if you're in our 80s, like this man. Is there's still some life left in that body somehow, some way. All right, let me ask you
if
this:
if I'm Allen Robinson, you... I'm like, man, I left Chicago for this.
This. All right, so we know it's on the app. You're watching on your smart TV, Amazon Prime. Now you got to put it separate. You can't do last channel. You can't like flip back and forth. Are you locking in on this game, or are you going to wait to the second half? Be honest.
Well, I want to see, first of all, who's starting. And I want to see, you know, how Derek Carr looks, because even if they don't make it to the postseason, they have to finish strong and to sell optimism, because you talk about this team had high aspirations. Mm-hmm. And up to this point, when you would ask who was the bigger disappointment, the Denver Broncos or the Raiders, you would say both. But, you know, remember, the Raiders had to win the last two games to be able to be respectable, because they had a low win total as well. So now you're trying to ask yourself, like, can they salvage this season and say, well, we didn't have Darren Waller. We got to make some tweaks here and there. We'll be back for next year. Because right now it's looking like it has to be major changes in Denver. Right now they're trying to stay face and say, hey, we're putting in a new system.
How are you going
to fix that? And Devontae Adams is still, you know, outstanding football player. I thought that Chandler Jones would have a better season than what he was having. You know, I told you before, I thought he was going to be a Jet. It didn't work out that way. But, you know, Josh McDaniels, second bite at the apple, not getting off to a great start.
The Jets?
Well, if you look at it, just the playoff picture in the AFC, on the bubble, of course, you have the Raiders. If they get the win tonight,
it's only six
wins. Well, the Chargers are 6-6. The Pats are 6-6.
But they're 6-7. They're 6-7.
How do you figure that?
The Patriots got like the fourth hardest schedule remaining.
I mean, the Jets have the 7 wins, so you'd have to be rooting for the Jets to have a fall off, or the Dolphins at 8-4, which you have already predicted the fall off. So the potential for the Raiders is still there if they can get to a 6th win here with what would be then 3 weeks to go. It would give them a shot at getting 9 and still having a chance. So that's it. It's basically, can you stay alive? Can you stay in the picture? And that's what they need to do. I mean, the Rams are essentially done. You know, you got to feel like it at this point. I mean, they are done.
Yeah.
At 3-9. I mean, they're not really in this thing, and they're not officially eliminated yet. So, you know, we shall see. Let's grab a couple of calls here before we call it a day. Let's go to Kentucky and talk to Donald. Donald, how are we doing?
Doing all right. I'm from Kentucky, the land of hands.
The land of hands.
From the land of hands.
That's one of the best drops we ever got.
Yeah. An underrated singer that was born after the 80s, Tevin Campbell.
Oh, yeah. We rock with Tevin Campbell.
Like
first of all,
Prince found him.
I know Tevin looked like he young, but Tevin Campbell old as hell. Now, Tevin Campbell got to be older than me. He definitely an 80s baby.
You think so?
It is no way in hell. Can we talk? I was a kid when he said, can we talk?
Yeah, let me see. Tevin Campbell, he's 46.
Yeah, man. That dude old as hell. Born in 74.
He's old as hell. He's born in 76. Good math.
Well, 76, 74, mm-hmm. Close enough.
That surprises me. I didn't realize he was that much closer to my age.
Well, that's because
I thought he was like a baby.
It's like Lorenzo Tate, the whole Tate family, is 75 years old. You just don't know. Because when you don't grow, as a black man, when you don't grow facial hair, you rarely age. Like, it's the facial hair and all that stuff that kind of age you. Look at all the people that don't look young. DJ Quick look like he's 17 years old. You look at T.I., he looked 15. Like, all the dudes, when you don't grow no facial hair, Dr. Dre all got them little whiskers that grow out. Mm-hmm. Dr. Dre, like, 70. Remember, he was singing, like, when disco was out. Remember? You remember what he said? Like, what Eazy said when he had him in his sequence? Dr. Dre was a she thing.
Not
a he thing.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen to the guys live weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen and watch the guys on the ESPN app. This is the Barton Hahn Podcast.